WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A Kiss is Just a Kiss is a collection of photographs of people kissing that just got a big marketing push for Valentine's Day. The book is edited by Bruce Velick. Critic at large Laurie Stone says you might think it would be just sentimental, but it's more than that.
A Kiss is Just a Kiss sits in bookstores near the cash register, a confection meant to snare you like a box of chocolate truffles. But in this case, packaging isn't a cheat. The book is as luscious and rich to the feeling life as cocoa cream is to the tongue. 60 images of kissing have been shot by photographers, including Cartier-Bresson, Eisenstadt, Cortez, Ouija, and Winogrand. Together, they form a meditation on sensual play. While kissing, we are at our impulsive, giddy bests. Kisses may beckon sex and allude to private acts, but they are also often a social celebration, a spectacle on which everyone is invited to spy. So many pictures of kissing simplify and prettify human emotion. What marks this volume is an absence of sentimentality. It speaks of ambivalence, impulses, and drives. Even Joan Moss's photograph of two young children about to kiss is charged with awakening hunger and curiosity rather than conventional innocence. Some of the most arresting shots are about watching, where people are captured gaping and fantasizing, for that is what both kissing and photography inspire. Watching, we feel the frisson of memory, or of fresh desire, or of loss. In a famous picture by Robert Doisneau, taken on a Paris street in 1950, a young man plants a passionate smack on his lover's mouth and sets off a chain reaction of emotions. He has a bohemian air. A scarf is folded artfully into his jacket, and his hair is longish. For the couple, time and motion have stopped, but all around them, passers-by cast furtive looks. A man in a beret stares tight-lipped. A middle-aged woman seems alarmed. In the middle of ordinary life, erotic abandon whelms up, triggering anxiety and longing. But just as many pictures show couples engaged in episodes that no one but the photographer sees. In a photograph by Abbas, a young couple kiss, while around them three older people stare out in separate directions. It's a study in connection and disconnection, but the question is left open about whether the surrounding estrangement prompts the couple to unite, or whether their embrace triggers the ambient solitariness. Gripping, too, are photographs of people who so clearly belong together, it's eerie. In two photographs that face each other, one by Jean Gomis and the other by Chris Steele Perkins, the members of each couple look amazingly alike and remind us of the narcissism that fuels affection. Equally stirring are minglings that transgress conventional boundaries. Some of the most compelling shots are of same-sex couples and of human and animal pairs. In an odd shot, one old disheveled man plants a kiss on the forehead of another elderly man. They're in a train station. Each holds a cigarette. Has the impulsive kisser come into a windfall, or is he just feeling affectionate? Several delightful shots capture dog snouts caressing human faces, but the most surprising animal image, shot by Gary Winogrand at a state fair, shows the tongue of a huge cow unfurling to plant a smack on the cheek of the cowboy who is showing him. All the pictures in this book celebrate the victory of desire over repression. They smash artificially constructed boundaries between genders and species. Usually, we're directed to avert our eyes from sundered taboos. Here, we're invited to witness, contemplate, and drink in all we can.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic, and author of the new novel, Starting with Surge.